Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A.'s earnings conference call related to the second quarter of 2019 results. Today, we have here with us Mr. Gustavo Udel Under, Director, President, CFO, and IRO, Alexandre Narvaez Figueira, Chief Commercial Officer, and Luciano André Merigo, Chief Industrial Officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After Unicasa's remarks, there will be a Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. Should any participant need assistance during this conference call, please press star zero to reach the operator. This conference call is also being broadcast live on the internet via webcast and can be accessed at www.unicasamoveis.com.br/ir, where you can also download the respective presentation. The slide selection will be controlled by you. We would like to remind you that webcast participants may pose questions to Unicasa via website, which will be answered during the Q&A session. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements that may be made relative to Unicasa business perspectives, projections, operating and financial goals are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and on information currently available to Unicasa. Forward-looking statements are no guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events that therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors and analysts should understand the general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Unicasa and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I would like to turn the floor to Mr. Gustavo Udel Under, who will start the presentation. Mr. Udel Under, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone. In this second quarter, we see that our net revenue was up 3.7%, excluding the stores that were shut down, driven by the performance of same-store sales. Also, it is important to mention the productivity increase in our stores stemming from same-store sales performance and the closing of low-performing stores. This is in keeping with the results presented in the last two quarters and their respective year-on-year comparisons. We can also notice that the size of the distribution network leans towards normality. We remain focused on the development of our exclusive resellers and the opening of stores in specific locations to promote the sustainable growth of the network. This quarter, gross margin posted significant growth due to the sales of specific furniture designs addressed to exports and the corporate segments, which prices were impacted by higher variable expenses. This effect is responsible for an increment of approximately 1.5 percentage points to the gross margin of the quarter, in addition to an enhanced sales mix. Operating expenses, which were down more than 30% vis-à-vis the same period of the year before, in general, are in keeping with what was posted on the first quarter of this year. Moreover, it's in line with our budget expectation. Most of the reduction stemmed from contingency expenses and expenses with our own stores, which were concluded last year. Lower contingency expenses were attained due to greater stringency in opening new stores and the fact that we look for resellers who were aligned with our strategy, thus reducing our risk in the event of a store shutdown. When it comes to a decline in expenses with own stores, it is attributed to the end of the operation. This quarter, we see a non-recurring movement related to the reversal of allowance for doubtful accounts due to the recovery of amounts that have been already written off last year. I would like to mention that the company continues to invest in the development of its operation in the U.S., which is being rolled out and already has revenue-generating stores. As for cash flow, in the quarter, the company made one-off advance payments to suppliers to maintain the same raw material purchasing price, which contributed to reduced cash generation in the quarter. The results show that we were right to pursue stores aligned to our strategies and the maintenance of a very stringent expense policy. Now moving to slide 5, we present the highlights of the period. Net revenue grew 0.3%, which is a 34% reduction in sales and admin expenses, resulting in an increase of 17.5 percentage points in EBITDA margin. Our operating margin was up 17.3 percentage points. Therefore, at the end of the quarter, our net income totaled 4.1 million BRLs. On slide 7, we comment on the performance of our sales channels. Starting with Favorita and Delano exclusive resellers, we noticed that gross revenue ex-IPI was down 7.7% in relation to 2Q18, and there was also a 15.6% decline in modules sold. On slide 8, we see that new and Casa Brasileira brands posted a 2.7% increase in gross revenue and a 7.9% reduction in modules sold. On slide 9, we see the performance of multi-brand resellers. Gross revenue was up 8.1% and modules sold grew 13.6%. On slide 10, the corporate segment experienced a 12.5% increase in gross revenue and a 34.8% decrease in modules sold. It is worth mentioning that this segment is affected by the specificities of each project sold in comparative periods. On slide 11, we see 0.8% drop in gross revenue in the export segment and a 22.4% increase in modules sold. Just like with corporate, exports are also influenced by the specific aspects of the project sold in the period in addition to the exchange variation. The performance of Unicasa's consolidated revenue on slide 12 was in keeping with the second quarter of 2018. On slide 13, we highlight the most relevant facts that impacted revenue this quarter. We start with an 8.8% reduction related to the shutdown of stores. Secondly, 3.5% reduction related to the end of the own store operations, partially offset by a reduction in operating expenses coming from this business unit. And thirdly, an 11.3% growth in the other sales channels, mainly driven by the performance of the corporate channel, same-store sales performance, and the maturity of the new stores that were opened throughout 2018. Now, on slide 14, we see that the average productivity of the stores in the quarter increased in the quarter, driven by the performance of same-store sales and the end of the low-performing stores. Average productivity of the Leno and Favorita was 70.8 thousand BRLs a month per store in the quarter, up by 15.2% in relation to Q2 of 18. The average productivity of New and Casa Brasileira reached 39% vis-a-vis the second quarter of 18. On slide 15, we have a chart showing the evolution of our exclusive POSs in multi-brand stores. Now, at the end of the period, we had 192 exclusive resellers, 22.9% less than in Q2 2018. On slide 16, we have a chart showing the evolution of our exclusive resellers broken down by brand. At the end of the period, we had 94 Delano and Favorita operations and 98 New and Casa Brasileira. On slide 18, we have a summary of Unicasa's results. In the second quarter of 2019, our gross profit was up 3.2 percentage points, which will be explained in the next slide. The increase in gross margin was mainly attributed to a variation in the sales mix, which was up by 4.4 percentage points. This variation includes the sales-specific designs in the export and corporate channels, which incorporated the increase in variable expenses to their prices. Usually, we deliver the product to resellers, and in the corporate channels, we also deliver freight and assembly because these are commercial products, and that's why this puts an increment to the gross margin. On the other hand, sales of raw materials of items that were discontinued in 2018 due to product improvements led gross margins to go down by 1.1 percentage points. During the year, several products were modified, and the remaining balance in inventories was sold. Though these sales do not generate losses to the company, the margin is significantly lower when compared to other sales channels. Our general manufacturing expenses were in line with the second quarter of 2018.
On slide 20, we have a chart showing the evolution of SG&A, which was down 34% vis-a-vis the second quarter of 2018. This reduction is mainly explained by the following. Customer service expenses were down 3 million BRLs. These expenses consist of expenditures with goods, freight, and assembly of pieces for final consumers that were not serviced by the stores that shut down and therefore had to be serviced directly by the factory, and also lawsuits. Lower expenses with loan losses amounted to 1.7 million BRLs, and we also had expenses with our own stores, which were down by 1.1 million due to the shutting down of the operation. Other expenses increased by 0.5 million BRL, mainly due to the pre-operating expenses related to our operations in North America and variable expenses from customers of the corporate segment. On slide 21, we see the net result of the quarter that reached 4 million BRLs, generating a net margin of 11.4 percentage points. And on slide 22, EBITDA was 7 million BRLs and EBITDA margin of 19.8%. Now, I'll turn the floor back to the operator to initiate the Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now initiate the Q&A session. For questions, please press star 1. To remove yourself from the list, please press star 2. Our first question is from Matias Iafish, an investor. Good morning, everyone. You said that loan loss provision expenses was down by 1.7 million. I mean, it was down by 1.7, but how much of that referred to a reversal from the first quarter? So what was the expense line that was included in? And the second question is about your activities in the U.S. and what kind of revenue is being generated and whether you generated more expenses rather than more revenues. And finally, what is your expectation, because we already see a large number of stores being shut down, but what kind of growth could be expected or not, or growth in revenue could be expected once we compare the performance against last year? Good morning, Matias, and thank you for your questions. In terms of allowance for loan losses, this 1.7 million is a delta between the resulting effect we had last year and that of this year. I cannot tell you off memory whether this quarter we had a positive net ALL effect, so more reductions rather than losses. I don't have the figure, you know, from memory, but I can get back to you later. In terms of the U.S. operation, today we have two resellers in the U.S., two customers who buy from us. One of them has been purchasing from us for the past 3 years, and there are some one-off purchases from other stores. I think we have 6 or 7 stores that are either in pre-operating phase or with a showroom in place and starting initial sales. I mean, if they are still beginning, it takes some time until their sales are more mature. So to answer your question, we have two operations who already buy from us and are generating revenues. These are older resellers, and the remaining are still in the maturity process. In terms of distribution and growth, looking forward, referring to distribution more specifically, we do not believe that there will be further reductions in distribution looking forward. We think that There should even be an increase once there is a reduction in geographies. I mean, it's important to mention that what counts is the quality and not quantity. A store in Bento Gonçalves will not perform like a store in Porto Alegre, or will not perform like a well-located store in the city of São Paulo. And now, in terms of our growth looking forward, you know that we do not give guidance. Everything, I mean, all we can say is that we are aligned to our budget, and our budget outlook for the future reflects pretty much what is happening now, from now until the end of the year. Okay, thank you very much, and congratulations on your results. I would like to remind you that for questions, please press star 1. Once again, for questions, just press star 1. We now conclude the Q&A session. I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. Gustavo Dallonder for his final remarks. For any additional information, please contact our IR department. Thank you very much for participating, and have a very good day. Unicasa's conference call is now concluded. Thank you very much for participating, and have a good day.